This is 90.9 WBUR. I'm Sharon Brody.
We are outdoors sitting in beautiful Salem Willows Park on the water looking out, and it's a nice breezy day.
Doreen Wade is the president of a nonprofit called Salem United, Inc.
Salem United, in short, is an organization that preserves, protects, and builds Black history.
And Salem United is in charge of running a free public event today at Salem Willows. It's an annual custom with deep roots, treasured by many, and unknown by many more. Last month, Doreen Wade met me at the park to discuss the past and the present.
According to all the documentation I have come up with, Negro Election Day dates back, as far as we know, 1741, when enslaved Africans from West Africa came to this country and they developed their own Black governing system. That Black governing system was called Negro Election Day.
As for what exactly was involved in this system, some details are murky, and the specifics can differ based on time and place. But 1741 marks the first recorded reference to the holiday in Massachusetts, and the holiday also took hold around New England. In this region, white enslavers did occasionally allow enslaved Black people to gather for celebrations. A tradition developed in which enslaved Black people and free Black people got together and elected from within their ranks a man to serve as a leader, sometimes with the title of governor or king. In some areas, these leaders were expected to settle issues within the Black community. In certain circumstances, Black kings and governors may also have served as liaisons to white leadership. Festivities paying tribute to the Election Day history have been held at Salem Willows Park since the mid-1800s, and that continues today.
So, Negro Election Day 2022, you'll walk in. Most families start coming around 8, 7 in the morning because they want to get their annual spot. And so they set up their grills, they begin to cook. We have the flag raising, we have our parade, and then after the parade, we give out awards in the community, and then we have guest speakers. And then the rest of the day, it's just pure entertainment, fun, and family. And we have a great time.
Wade says the event also focuses on enfranchisement.
Our day has to honor its history. And its history is voting. And the League of Women Voters comes every year and they register people to vote. What is our purpose? It's not just educating people about Negro Election Day. We're educating people about the US Census, voter registration, voter education, civil rights, rights laws. Negro Election Day is important because of the fact that it shows we were intelligent, proud people. We worked hard, we built communities. And what we are going through today with voter suppression, we must teach these young people that we had a voice even when we were enslaved. Learning about Negro Election Day's history, the one thing I took away was my ancestry had value. They had a purpose. We learned skills. We had traits. That gave me a sense of pride that no one can take away from me today. And I pass that on from generation to generation. When I come to Salem Willows, I look at the water, I look at the people. It's very special to me. But what is even more special to me is when I walk the grounds, because I know I'm walking on the souls of people who practiced this event before. So I know that in preserving this history, I'm preserving the souls of those who can't tell the story. And that is what I feel every year when I come here.
Doreen Wade is the president of Salem United, Inc. She's coordinating today's free celebration in Salem Willows Park. Just this week, the state legislature passed a measure to designate the third Saturday of July as Negro Election Day in Massachusetts. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Sharon Brody.
Lift every voice and sing till earth and heaven ring. Ring with the harmonies of liberty. Let our rejoicing rise high as the lifting skies.
Let it.
Let it resound.
Let it resound. I like this part right here. Come on.